This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of a fertilizer plant worth 10,601 crore rupees at Namrup in Dibrugarh district of Assam today. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said, in addition to catering to Assam's fertilizer needs, the plant will serve neighboring states, reduce dependence on fertilizer imports, and generate substantial employment opportunities.
इस फर्टिलाइजर प्रोजेक्ट पर करीब 11,000 करोड़ रुपए खर्च किए जाएंगे यहां हर साल 12 लाख मैट्रिक टन से ज्यादा खाद बनेगी जब उत्पादन यही होगा तो सप्लाई तेज होगी लॉजिस्टिक का खर्चा घटेगा नामरूप की ये यूनिट रोजगार स्वरोजगार के हजारों नए अवसर भी बनाएगी
The Prime Minister said the double-engine government is solving those problems that were created by the Congress. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister visited the Swahid Samarak Chetra at Paschim Borgaon in Guwahati, where he paid homage to the martyrs of the Assam movement. Mr. Modi will interact with 25 meritorious students of Assam as part of the Pariksha Pe Charcha program in Guwahati. The interaction will be held on a cruise on the Brahmaputra River, marking a unique setting for the Prime Minister's engagement with students ahead of examinations. India has clarified that there was no attempt to breach the fence or create a security situation by protesters gathered outside the Bangladesh High Commission in New Delhi. Responding to a media query, the Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, said about 20 to 25 youth had gathered in front of the Bangladesh High Commission yesterday to raise slogans in protest against the horrendous killing of Deepu Chandra Das in Neman Singh, Bangladesh. The ministry said the protesters also called for the protection of all minorities in Bangladesh. The MEA said misleading propaganda has been spread in sections of the Bangladesh media on the incident and mentioned that visual evidence of these events is available publicly for all to see. The ministry also reaffirmed India's commitment to ensure the safety of foreign missions and posts in its territory in accordance with the Vienna Convention. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the Viksit Bharat Ji Ram Ji Bill is the next step forward for MG Narega in favour of development and the poor. In a video message shared on social media platform, the minister said the bill guarantees 125 days of wage employment to adult members of rural household, up from the 100 days period under the previous scheme. Government e-marketplace GEM has recorded over 11 lakh registered micro and small enterprises, MSEs, sellers on its platform, securing orders of more than 7 lakh crore rupees as of last month. The Minister of Commerce and Industry has said these orders accounted for more than 44% of the total order value transacted through GEM, exceeding the mandated annual procurement target of 25%. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO will launch a communication satellite, Bluebird Block 2, on Wednesday. The satellite of AST Space Mobile of USA will be the largest commercial communication satellite to reach the low Earth orbit in LVM3-M6. It is part of the next generation of Bluebird Block 2 communication satellites designed to provide space-based cellular broadband connectivity directly to standard mobile smartphones. In Maharashtra, counting is underway in 253 of the 288 municipal councils and Nagar Panchayats, with results from the remaining bodies awaited. The trends indicate a strong early showing for the Mahayuti in the civic polls. The BJP has already secured 3 seats unopposed, with members and presidents of the Dondaicha Municipal Council, Dhule, and Angar Nagar Panchayat, Solapur, elected without contest, while the poll for the Jammer Municipal President also saw no opposition. The Airports Authority of India has issued an advisory warning of delays and changes in the flight operations due to reduced visibility as dense fog gripped North India today. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued orange alerts for dense fog conditions for large parts of Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Bihar and Jharkhand till tomorrow, cautioning residents and authorities about possible disruptions to road, rail and air traffic. And that is the end of this news bulletin.